He said, okay, let's bring in now, I want to bring in Eric Metaxas, the author of Fish Out of Water, A Search for the Meaning of Life. I want to do this show for a long time. I've got Metaxas, who's one of the great thinkers and can tie things together, connect dots, and Schilling, who's a hammer on the policy side of saying, okay, how are we going to take these ideas and how we're actually going to put them into policies that really save the American family and start to rebuild this nation around the family structure. Eric, I want to ask you guys first. Let's talk about this committee and let's talk about 1-6 because, you know, you don't see elected Republicans don't want to touch this, right? And we want to get to the bottom of it because we understand that the full forensic audit, you got to get to the bottom of 3 November. It's not the big lie. It's a big steal. We got to get to that and you got to get to the basis. So, Eric, what are your thoughts about 1-6 and what are your thoughts about this committee today?
Well, you know me well enough, Steve, that I'm not a policy guy. I don't get into these details or into these weeds. All I know is that in the United States of America, we are still a free people. And the idea that any of our leaders would be playing the game that we now know they're playing, they take their voters for granted. They don't believe we, the people, are the government. So whatever happened on January 6th, let me just be clear. Everybody wants to know what happened. We know that whatever happened isn't what we're being told happened. The idea of that, Steve, that in the United States of America, there could be this false narrative put out by bureaucrats and by the government. Every American should understand we are at war. It is unacceptable in the United States of America to have this thing going on. It's one thing if it's going on with the Warren Commission or Watergate. This is something that strikes at the heart of everything we have in this nation. A lie that there was some insurrection. If there was an insurrection, somebody's brains would have been on the floor of the Capitol. This is absolute baloney. It's lying. But to me, it's the fierceness of the lie. They are scared to death, they being the deep state and the Democrats. They are scared to death of many things.
Well, there
scared
was
to death.
there was
fighting
one person
with everything they have. Well, exactly.
There was one person. Yeah, Ashley, yeah. Babbitt. I want to go. I want to talk. Is this hyperbole or not? And then we'll bring Schilling in. You said we're at war. You've said before in your writings we're at war with Marxism. Is that hyperbole? Back that up.
Of
why
course
do you say
not. No, this is the irony.
Go ahead.
I talk about it in my book, Fish Out of Water. I grew up, my mom was in Germany during the Hitler time. She lost her dad. After that, that part of Germany was taken over by the Soviets, by Stalin. So she grew up in East Germany, and the propaganda was so thick and horrifying that she escaped at age 17. This is in my book. But I grew up with a mother who experienced communism, with a father who came from Greece, where they had a war where the communists tried to take over Greece. My parents raised me to know that communism and Marxism is evil. They did not have college degrees, but they made me understand that at the heart of it is a hatred for God, a hatred for those created in God's image, human beings. We in the United States have been so outrageously blessed that we don't have a clue that there is this wickedness abroad in the world. We've never had to face it here. And so it has come in, and we have been extremely naive, foolishly naive. We've let it come in, the long march through the institutions. I went to Yale University, where I first encountered the madness of this kind of thing in the 80s. It is everywhere. And slowly, people are waking up and understanding that what we have and what we've taken for granted for decades is under assault. It's a simple fact. I wish it weren't true. I wish it were 1975 and we had many decades. We don't. It is here and it's coming at us in many, many different ways. Americans simply need to wake up. Critical race theory, however you want to look at it, it is suddenly everywhere, and we are in a battle. We're in a war, frankly.
Schilling.
The big thing for me, you know, I remember when they did the 9/11 commission, and there was a lot of hyperbole. They controlled that, and that ended up being used as a bludgeon against conservatives and Republicans to blame them for 9/11. And so this whole commission on 1-6, it's the same game. Anytime you hear the words nonpartisan or bipartisan, yeah, your radar should go up. And if you look at who Pelosi vetoed from this committee, yeah, it's all the politically incorrect people, which is code for people that are willing
Banks
to tell the
Jordan.
Truth. truth.
Yeah, they want to get down to it.
They want to get down to it. And the Democrats, Pelosi wants to control the narrative. She doesn't like it. And she chose Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. It's terrible.
I want Metaxas, and Schilling, I want you to talk about this on the other side of the break, but I want to go back to Eric. Eric, you've hit a central part that I keep telling people about these criminal organizations, whether it's the Bolsheviks, really the French revolutionaries, the Mao Zedong, the Marxism. At the core, it's not about economics. This is about hatred of anything spiritual, and particularly Christianity. These are hardcore atheists. These are hardcore materialists. The economics flows from that. You've nailed it. And we're fighting on many fronts. But at the beating heart of it, Eric, is it not a outright hatred of any spirituality and any concept of God?
It's a hatred of the God of the Bible. There's only one God. There's only one good spirituality. That's the God of the Bible, who sent his son Jesus. That's who we're talking about. But the point is, Steve, that many people are unaware of what they hate. In other words, they just have a visceral hatred. So it's a spiritual thing. We're talking about a spiritual reality. And these people are at war with something. Some of them understand it, but many of them don't understand it. They just know that they have a visceral hatred for anything that God loves, okay? Whether it's the Jews or what, you can get into it in a million ways, but we're seeing it in a way in America that we have never seen it before. Obviously, Trump was the disruptor. It was the bomb that set off everything, and suddenly, you know, the animals are crawling out of the woodwork, and we're thinking, wow, they've been in the woodwork all this time? Really? I thought they were my friends. We are seeing things that we have never seen. It's a clarifying moment, but I think that those of us who love freedom, who love real freedom, American-style freedom, the founders' vision, need to understand it's under assault in a way that none of us thought in our lifetimes we would see it on every front. So when you're talking about 1/6 and whatever, this is all play acting. Does anybody believe Nancy Pelosi or any Democrat wants to know what really happened? Does anybody believe that? It's preposterous even to imagine that they care. They are scared to death that it will be revealed what happened on 1/6. So this is their attempt to control the narrative, because if they don't control the narrative, they're going to be exposed and they're going to be in big trouble.
Okay, we're going to break for a short commercial break. Remember, the hardest and one of the things you've got to keep in mind the opposition here, and you say we're at war, they're made also in the image and likeness of God and are temples of the Holy Spirit. They act like animals, but you've got to understand it's our part not just to defeat them, to also convert them, to let them see the light. Okay, we're going to be back. Two of the biggest hammers we've got, Terry Schilling, Eric Metaxas, in the War Room next.